to investigate the criminal conduct of all institutions, organizations, and individuals involved in the persecution of Falun Gong. To bring such investigation, no matter how long it takes, no matter how far and deep we have to search, to full closure. To exercise fundamental principles of humanity, and to restore and uphold justice in society.
This is the mission of the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, founded on January 20, 2003. Its first order of business? Open an investigation into the so-called self-immolations that occurred on Tiananmen Square on January 23, 2001. On that date at 2:41 p.m., the state-run Xinhua News Agency and China Central Television, or CCTV, quickly reported on a group of five people involved in a self-immolation incident on Tiananmen Square. They later changed that number to seven. The media claimed that the five who set themselves on fire and the two whose attempts failed were Falun Gong practitioners. Falun Gong practitioners immediately refuted the accusation, pointing out that self-immolation or any kind of killing or suicide completely goes against Falun Gong's principles and teachings. Some international media and third-party organizations were skeptical about Xinhua's claims. A Washington Post journalist, in his on-site investigation of one of the victims, learned that person was not a Falun Gong practitioner. An analysis of the CCTV broadcast led the International Education Development Bureau to conclude that the Chinese government may have orchestrated the incident. What is the truth? Because of the pernicious influence of the propaganda regarding the Tiananmen self-immolations, and due to the conflicting reports, the World Organization established an international committee to collect evidence. It was noted that two people reportedly involved in the self-immolations appeared in several post-incident interviews on CCTV. But the World Organization has received many reports indicating that Wang Jingdong was impersonated by different people and was not the same person in all episodes of the CCTV program Focal Point Interview. So the investigative committee asked National Taiwan University's world-renowned speech processing laboratory to conduct speaker verification on these two people. This laboratory has developed leading-edge technologies in Chinese speech recognition and pronunciation synthesis. In the 1980s, the laboratory designed a computer that can correctly distinguish any Chinese words and sentences. It was the first of its kind in the world at the time.
We used a female reporter's voice as threshold for the identifying system because her voice appeared in all three episodes of CCTV Focus Point program. Her voice contains many different recording conditions, such as in the hospital and other different surroundings. Our threshold is set to let the system identify her voice as one person. This is a pretty low threshold. The reason we set it low is to meet a higher credibility requirement. With such low threshold, if the testing voice are rejected by the system, it means the difference between voice is too great to be considered from the same person. This is Wang Jingdong's voice in the first episode. The similarity is low. It's negative 0.201615. This indicates Wang Jingdong in the first and second episodes very likely to be two different persons.
Test results revealed that Wang Jingdong in the first episode was not the same person in the second and third episodes of the show. This result agrees with the World Organization's investigation of Wang's identity through other channels. Another area of investigation for the World Organization is the reported death of a young girl named Liu Suying, who was said to have self-immolated and was severely burned. She and several others were sent to Jishuitan Hospital in Beijing, which was said to be the best hospital for burn victims. The World Organization's investigation of the medical staff that treated Su Ying revealed shocking news. Su Ying's medical exams and tests yielded normal results for some time before her death, and on the day before she died. However, on March 17th, around 11 a.m. or noon, a doctor found the girl in a critical state, and she died soon afterward. Moreover, around 8 or 9 a.m., the person in charge of the hospital and the chief of the Beijing Medical and Political Division visited Su Ying in her ward and talked to her for a long time. What's more puzzling is that an autopsy was performed in the hospital, but the report was issued by the Beijing Medical Emergency Center. The autopsy report was not published in the discussion of the case, and it only says that Su Ying died as a result of a suspected cardiomuscular problem. According to Xinhua's report, the self-immolation took place at 2:41 p.m. Now, if we add the 7 minutes spent putting out the fires and 20 minutes for a normal drive to Jishuitan Hospital from Tiananmen Square, and of course ambulances should take less than 20 minutes, the self-immolators should have arrived at the hospital between 3 and 3:30 p.m. During the World Organization's investigation, several staff members at the hospital confirmed that the victims did not arrive until after 5 p.m. This leaves about 2 hours between approximately 3 and 5 p.m., which remain unexplained. Why did the ambulance take more than 2 hours for a trip that takes only 20 minutes? What happened during the more than 2 hours of disappearance? Liu Chunling was one of the self-immolators and the mother of the girl Su Ying. She died at the scene. The CCTV video taken at the scene shows that a man, wearing an overcoat and holding a heavy object, struck Liu on the head with all his strength. Ms. Liu fell immediately and can even be seen raising her left hand toward her head. The World Organization has reason to believe that Liu was likely killed on the spot from a blow to her head instead of dying in the flames. The man wearing a military overcoat is obviously not trying to save her. Who is he? And why did he want to murder this woman? The World Organization will find the answers. Based on results and evidence collected to date, the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong has concluded that the Tiananmen self-immolation is a great conspiracy involving vicious murder in an attempt to frame Falun Gong. This incident involves a complex network of persons and offices and may implicate the party secretary at the time, Jiang Zemin. The organization vows to continue its in-depth investigation of this case and make the truth known to the public. The organization also intends to deliver the results to related international organizations, as well as various judicial and human rights organizations in different countries. All criminals shall be justly punished to the fullest extent of the law.